RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Woo! Welcome back in. Final hour of the Midday Show. Just getting underway. It's Abe Gordon in for Andy the next couple of days alongside Randy McMichael. And there's a lot. I feel like I got to speed run some of this.
Because you don't, Dave.
I know.
We have more days.
We do.
We have more days.
But
I know your ass has been off and all those different things, and you have been tabling takes and talking to tabling takes and talking to Gary, the guy from West Palm, who's on the cruise, who gets off, gets back on. Y'all sit on a lawn chair. I get it. But I got something because this is my gal. And she know how much love I got for her. Yesterday, I'm riding around, and I'm listening to 99 The Game, and I hear Cashmere at the top of the hour, of one of the hours. And I'm like, what the hell? I thought I was one. Woo! That's how when I heard it. I was like, what the hell? And I don't have ownership on nothing, Abe, other than my manhood and my wife. That's the only thing I have ownership over, my manhood and my wife and children. But then I was like, hold on. I just felt like a certain type of way, you know, and that's my gal, you know what I mean, and I'll never go toe to toe with her because I think she always got a razor with it. She might slice me or something like that. No, I'm just joking, right? Because she's the sweetest girl in the world, and I love me some Noelle. But like, no, like you could have played it at the 20, but at the top of the hour, you know what I mean? It threw me off, and then somebody, a couple listeners, tweeted like, "Damn, Randy, we thought you was on." Because the top of the hour of the hour, and somebody play the Cashmere, you're thinking it's me.
I don't know if you've listened to Fricky that often recently, but the phones are always open. You can call him right up.
But I don't want to disturb Fricky's phone.
Can you imagine if you called in just to woo and then hung up?
I would try that.
You just get a text at 11:57. Hey Randy, we're about to come on with this song. Would you like to join us for one woo? And then just hang up right there. There are a number of songs that Bo uses or that various shows use that I think have been co-opted a little bit. And it like each show kind of controls or a time-specific song controls what you think of when you hear songs now.
Right. I mean, I swear to you, Abe, I was sitting there. I'm literally in the car and it comes on us. And it perked me up because of the top of the hour. I was like, whoa.
Did you woo in the car?
I did not.
I did not. Did you almost like subconsciously do it? And then you had to like actively stop yourself?
No.
It just didn't even?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Because
well,
the thing about it is, I know work Randy, off work Randy is two different things. It is. And you know, my wife, Donna's always on me about this. It's like, you don't, like, because I was like, well, baby, you can't, or fine for cussing. Like, I cuss. Because I like to cuss. I'm better than I used to be because I got smaller kids. And when your three-year-old is saying, you know, some, you know, so you try to rein it in. You try to rein all the swear words in. But no, I was like, oh my God. Somebody just, every time it comes on our station, I think of the same thing. Like, I don't have ownership of it. I can't make no money off that song, but you live view it as like, that's Randy's. You know what I mean? When it comes on, you automatically want to hear, woo, right after that.
Yes.
You know? And so, but
it's weird when we don't.
It's
now.
Weird when you don't.
Yeah.
And that's, I think is, that's a good thing though. Because I think that stay with our show here. Me, you, Abe. Me, your name is Abe. Me, you, Andy, and Bo. I think that's just something that symbolizes our show. Along
you've
with
taken
the,
something and made it your own.
Yeah,
you're not stealing it.
But
you're
it was.
Not,
but yeah. the crazy thing about it, I don't remember how it started. Because I mean, I remember we started the show, and it was a 1 o'clock thing one time, and I just started doing it, and then it just became just one of those things where it was just a staple of the show.
What during COVID?
I think it was.
So I was going to ask.
I think it was.
I have a theory. And I don't know if this is true. I'll ask you in the break about if this is how it started.
I remember it's the beer. That's what it was. I used to crack the beer open, sip, then woo. But I thought it was before then.
So I was going to. Here's what I was going to ask. Did you happen to take a shot too close to the rejoin and then it felt good on the way down and you just let out the woo? That would have been my thought.
But I always remember like the cracking of the beer because that was always a Friday staple. And that was never the first beer, by the way. But
I was wondering if it was the first case.
I just can't remember if it was before. I thought it was before then. I really did.
What's crazy about that, though, think about this. COVID was almost 6 years ago now.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, you know? So it might have been. I could always remember the same day when one of my favorite people, Eric Day, was at my house. Setting up equipment at the house, like, what the hell? How long is this supposed to stay here? He's like, oh, it ain't gonna be that long. A couple weeks.
Whoops.
Yeah. Then we were watching Korean baseball.
The KBO.
Yeah, that. Yeah. I bet you were loyal, weren't you?
You got to remember, I was with the
morning show.
Morning show,
I know.
And it was on.
So it was on.
We
all on show. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I was
that's
watching
right.
a lot of that. Among the other, they also had some soccer leagues in Europe that were still playing and doing their weird bit. Host the Rams. We're going to talk about this in depth in our next segment. But right now, the most important story of the day is a different kind of football. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
Wow.
We're focused on this team. I think it would be, you know, remiss to say that we're focused on roster management. We're not focused on it. We're focused on, you know, prep and getting better. And for a while, it's been like intrinsically looking at ourselves and asking each player, did you come here to develop? Did you truly come here to develop? Because if you did, all your buddies are out there right now. Everybody's, you know, announcing what they're doing. I'm announcing that I'm going in the portal. I'm announcing that I'm resigning. How about you announce that you're getting better?
I love that. Hey, we played that the other day when my man Mike Johnson was in, and I appreciate him coming. You know, I always will love working with Mike. But I think the biggest thing about what he was saying, because yesterday a lot of the Georgia players were interviewed and everything, getting ready for this game. And, I mean, they're laser focused on this game. And me and you, we'll get into it more and more this week. But when you look at Ole Miss, Ole Miss is the most dangerous player, one of the most dangerous players in this playoff. Dude, that dude, to my Ole Miss quarterback, that dude's a problem.
Yeah.
He's a problem, and Lacey's a problem, you know. And so that's one – I think this is a completely – you were gone last week when I would – whatever, it was like last weekend, it was nothing – it was one game on or whatever, and I rewatched this game. They were a problem. That big playability they had, they tore
Georgia
our ass
had to
up.
Be perfect offensively.
Yeah, perfect offense. We didn't punt. We were –
They
like
had to
rolling.
Be.
Exactly. We had – do we have to be perfect this game to win?
Without Lane Kiffin,
yes.
What are the changes? And I think Georgia's defense has gotten better, and maybe that impacts things too as well. Well, I played that for two reasons. Obviously, Wednesday night and Thursday, a triple header in the college football playoffs. We're going to talk a lot of college football specifically on Wednesday, and I know when Andy's back Friday, you guys are going to recap all of that, no doubt, in my mind. But the question about the transfer portal and Kirby Smart's comments in that, and we found out earlier today, Randy, that one of the SEC's premier players appears to be headed – into the transfer portal.
Yeah, man, I saw that, and this is no surprise when you look at the transfer portal, especially
Teams that got new coaches?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cam Coleman, who without a doubt is going to be one of the top, if not outside the quarterbacks, might be the best player as of right now. Because we don't know what's going to happen as we get closer to July 1st.
How do you think his sophomore season followed up his breakout last year?
I think he's a superstar who needs a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think this guy, I think Cam Coleman is just as good as Jeremiah Smith and all the other top receivers.
And I ask because you look at the right – early on, the two freshman SEC receivers a year ago
were Cam and Ryan Williams. Yes.
And Ryan Williams had a tough
And I'll take Ryan Williams
still,
at Georgia.
Still incredibly
– Yes, talented. His talent is there. So you look at Cam Coleman. Cam Coleman's big. He's fast.
Yeah.
And all those different things that you want in a receiver. I know, the lasting impression to be that fumble they had in the Iron Bowl and things like that amongst some people. This dude is a first round 1A type receiver.
He's a bad dude.
He's a bad dude. So if you have an opportunity to go get this dude, you do. And one thing about Auburn don't have problems getting players. Auburn has problems with coaching the players themselves. I think Auburn has a great culture as far as getting players. It's Auburn. Auburn, man.
And we'll say this from unless college football takes a major change in how it's being played, from here to the end of eternity, Randy, if you rely on the portal for your quarterback and you get it wrong, it doesn't matter who that guy is. It doesn't matter if you have Cam Coleman.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. I mean, look, there's a chance that Ole Miss's season went down the drain when Austin Simmons went down.
You can be right.
If you're wrong about Trinidad Chambliss as your second, It doesn't matter that Kyron Lacy's there and some of the other guys that they have. So they got it wrong at quarterback with multiple guys at Auburn, and they're suffering even with Cam Coleman because of it. The question to me now is, one, how much money he gets. I'm always fascinated by that, just in general. And who's going to shell it out? You already know some of the teams.
If you're like Vanderbilt – and you got this Curtis kid coming in, you're going to find him a stud.
They're losing 40 players.
I know. So. I'm like, you find someone like if you're.
But if you're Ohio State and those two guys. Because Tate's probably going pro too.
And then you got Chris Henry Jr. coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
If I'm, and we got a little bit of Penn State news here just recently, they're going to bring over Danton Lynn over from USC as their new defensive coordinator. But if I'm Penn State, and I don't know who they're getting a quarterback yet, if I'm James Franklin at Virginia Tech,
I mean, everybody should be wanting this kid because that's how
with
good
the way that
is.
Quarterback played at NC State. If I can put together a package,
We've already talked about him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you think he's going? Where's he staying?
Oh, we got unless NC State.
He needs that Miami money, bro.
Oh my God, you said that.
What?
I mean, we obviously know Miami is going after a transfer portal quarterback.
Yeah.
That's just what they do. But
quote, break the bank was what I saw months ago.
Break the bank.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm fascinated to see who goes where.
Come hang out with 99 The Game. My main man, Abe Gordon and Michelob Ultra for a Hawks watch party as they take on the Knicks this Friday, January 2nd, 7 p.m. at Harvey's in Chamblee. Entry to win Hawks tickets or a $50 gift card to the Hawks shop. Their specials on Michelob Ultra must be 21, and please drink responsibly.
There you go, Atlanta Hawks. In action tonight against OKC. Maybe they could shock the NBA world. That'd be nice. We're, of course, going to keep one eye on that, but certainly another eye on Monday Night Football. Falcons hosting the Rams. We will break it down next. It is the Midday Show. Andy and Randy, Abe in for a couple of days here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them.
Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Marching towards Monday Night Football. Atlanta Falcons hosting the L.A. Rams. I still mess that up sometimes. The Rams, the Chargers,
always think
the Raiders.
About it. Every time please say it. Troll.
You waiting for me to say it?
No, I wait on Bo troll ass. No. Yeah.
It's a game that ultimately.
You swag and surf.
There it is. Mm. Right on him. Mm. Yeah, troll.
Is he suggesting they're going to come into our trap?
I don't no. Bo likes it.
Okay.
You know that bayou still up in him, man. Not up in him. It'll never go anywhere. But I think you know what I hate saying excited.
Let me ask you the question then, because I think it kind of tends into what you're going. It is Monday night.
Yeah.
Is it still a big deal because
it's Monday
of that?
Night and it's here in this city. Look at this freaking city. Look
right?
at this background. Wait till you see the ESPN pan of this freaking city. It's amazing. It is. And I understand the wins, losses, who cares, all those things.
Yeah.
But it's something to have this city being broadcast like that. It's going to be an amazing view. It's going to highlight what this city is and how that, you know, and it's going to be a lot of fun. As long as they don't be – and I love J.D., I do love JD. I love Ludacris. I love that song because you know, growing up when you got that, we called it that fresh money. When this song, when Welcome to Atlanta came out, you tried to experience all of that. Please, ESPN, don't overplay it. Okay. Don't play Welcome to Atlanta 1,300 times. Okay. You know what I mean? Don't say Hotland or Welcome. We're here in Hotland. You know,
ooh.
Don't do that. All right. Okay, don't do all that stuff. You know what I mean? Keep it in to where it is. But, it's Monday Night Football.
It was the first thing I wrote down for one of our segments is even without the playoffs, Monday Night Football, it's still
Monday
a big – the Thursday night game
it's Monday Night Football,
is not
man.
A big deal. It could be, but, like, just by default, Thursday night I don't think is a big deal. I think Sunday night, isolated, end of the NFL day, big deal.
Yes.
Especially because later in the season, they can change what game, and if it's not a big deal, they'll make sure it's not
is
a big deal.
Is anything in flex this week or no?
I don't think there were any flexes.
Okay.
But the Week 18 schedule, with all of it was a flex. So right. That they next week was its own thing. It's still a big deal. It feels like a big deal to me, Randy, and I get it. The playoffs are gone. Maybe decisions have been made, but maybe they haven't. And I think that's interesting, too. I want to ask you about Kyle Pitts, and we're going to get to the Falcons' keys to the game here in a little bit. I wrote down a bunch of weird things. We'll see if any of them actually matter. Kyle Pitts, though, and the contract question, he's been a lot better recently, and it's just one of these things up and down here and there. You never really get a great feel for when you can count on him, but as the season comes close to an end, you look at his numbers, you look at where they stack up and rank compared to seasons he's had, compared to other tight ends this year, and you start to ask the question, is this a guy I can count on? Is this a guy I more seriously consider bringing back? And the numbers have been elevated, I think, with Kirk Cousins. Part of that is because Drake London had been out as well.
I think this is such a overblown thing.
Yeah.
I do. The whole, what we need to bring back Tyler. Like, you need to get this organization freaking fixed. And I'm not saying don't resign. I just think that has been such a overblown situation because of the situation. When Kyle went through the little lull that he went through, everybody's like, get rid of him. Now he's playing good. Now we got to get back on this thing right here. I think Kyle Pitts is a really good football player. And we had Dave Archer on the other day, and he mentioned it, the same thought process that I had with it. I never seen him play like this since he's been here. I never seen him play as angry and as physical as he's ever played.
This last 3 weeks?
I've never seen him like this.
Yeah.
He's had good spurts of catching the ball, but I'm talking about catching the ball with people on him, smaller people, being the bigger man when the ball is in there. I've never seen Kyle play like this. And I love watching him play like this because I've always been a Kyle Pitts guy. I ain't nobody's got dick on guy. But I've always been a fan of his. I have. I've always been a fan of his because I understand his ability. Now, with that being said, now everybody – I don't do the flippy-flop, wishy-wash, flippy swap. That just, like, I don't live week to week by performances. That's just not how I'm built being me. But I do think that this young man has had a really good season. He just had a lull in the middle. But you look at his numbers, and everything in life seems nowadays in sports based off numbers and metrics and all that crap. He's having one of the best tight end years ever.
I really wish there was a middle ground to be found between.
What middle ground?
It's a business. No, there's not.
Middle ground?
There's not.
If I'm Kyle Pitts.
There's not.
And David. There ain't no middle ground.
I agree.
Give me my money.
I agree.
Yes, and he deserves it. And he deserves his money.
A lot of money.
Yes, and he deserves it.
But in my brain, not in my brain, it's more because my brain says obviously it's not how it's going to work. In my heart, I wish there was a middle ground. I understand that there's not, but yeah. There you go. The other thing that could happen, and it took place after the Seahawks beat the Panthers and the Bucs lost yesterday as well, is Falcons can win out and end in a three-way tie. And, well, they can't win the three-way tie, but they can end in a three-way tie.
I don't even like saying it like that.
My first thought was, well, they're not winning out. Because of the Rams.
They can win this game. You know they can win this game tonight. Well, obviously, well, anybody can win.
They can. And that's the thing. And that then brings up, and maybe we discuss this more tomorrow if it happens, but that then brings up so many of the other issues earlier in the season that put you in this place.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, this is a bad fan comment, okay?
There's no such thing.
I don't even know if I want to win out at this point.
That is a bad comment. That's a loser comment.
Yeah, it is. I know.
It's a loser.
I know.
Yeah. It's a don't but get no cruise bait.
It would like, avoid some of the like other. It would avoid some of the other conversations that we'd have.
But
to
I,
have,
think, I think you know what,
and those aren't funny.
But I think me being in this business, I don't say as long, but how I've been in, I understand. I don't agree with that thought process that you had. But now I understand that you're not alone with that because you're not the only person that thinks that way. You're not. We have you. I want us to lose every single game so there'll be no. And I'm like,
well, I'm not there.
But I mean, my thing is like, and I always say this: then why watch?
It almost would double down on how frustrated I've been over the course of the season.
Yeah.
If you get to that point, and
but
you're
no, but there,
a kick that could have gone in there, and sent you overtime away.
Only fan base I care about when it comes to football NFL football is this fan base. Yeah. I just give a damn about the Falcons fan base. And I know the Falcons football fan base is frustrated as hell.
Yeah.
So I don't disagree with the anger, the angst, the want to fire everybody. But I'm not saying I'm behind you, but I understand it. And I'm with you because of that, because you deserve a freaking winner, because ain't no city like Atlanta when they football teams are winning.
And you can't control what other teams do.
No.
The Bucs were way out in front.
Yes.
If the Bucs went on to have an 11-6, that's 17, right? If they had gone on to be 11-6, it's a totally different mindset here.
Yeah.
Because it's not – it wasn't right there. Each game may have been, but on the season, where you're at and where they're at, weren't in place.
Right.
Now you've watched them fold. They need a win just to finish 2-7 in their final nine. This Panther team, which you feel like you're on par with, if not better than,
right?
All of it. And it's just a different feeling if the Bucs were way out in front, but they're not. That brings us to tonight. Falcons have won, what, two straight?
Yeah.
Chance to close out. Three in a row, maybe week 18, four in a row. They got to do it at home Monday Night Football against a team that is trending towards the playoffs. You said it. Matt Stafford would be your MVP.
Yes.
And I think that's a fair comment. 40 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. 3 of them came in just 1 week. So you take that one away. I mean, goodness.
Don't let Puka Nacua win anybody's playoff in fantasy.
Well,
that's still the fan. Because – there isn't, and I'm thinking about in the league, there may be maybe Jamar Chase, but there isn't a more impactful receiver in the league on the whole game plan. No, there isn't. And I'm talking about in the run game and in the pass game than Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua dictates everything. They insert – that's that new thing, you know, and Sean McVay, people have been doing that before what he's been doing. This dude is the key to what they do on offense. Matt Stafford is playing as great as he is. Don't let them be a two-way team tonight, because they are. They're going to put up 35 points on you. You got to find a way to steal a turnover. I forgot what coordinator was a week ago that said, don't believe Matt Stafford's eyes. Don't believe his eyes, because he is the king of that right there.
He got lion eyes?
Yeah, he does. And I think offensively, you got to get Bijan going often and early.
Yep.
35 carries. 35-40 carries between him and Tyler Algiers, and they got to find a way to steal a possession offensive defense. Their special teams, Abe, are not the best. That's why they just fired
their special teams. Yeah.
Exactly. They fired them for a reason. Steal a possession. They've been covering well. Everybody's been doing their job. Continue to do that. Steal a possession somewhere for the Falcons.
Last I checked, Davante Adams is still doubtful
for
this
play.
Game. They're right on the cusp of the playoffs here. I don't think it's worth risking it for him. I think that doubles down into the Puka Nacua conversation, right? Like without Devontae, you've got to focus on this guy. What does that open for Kyren Williams? And can you control that? I think when you look at what your run game has to do versus what their run game can and will do, like you don't have to like double the output on the ground, but you can't play even on the ground either.
No.
Bijan and Tyler need to combine for whatever they're going to do on the ground, plus a percent on top of that. The other question I had is just the familiarity between the staffs.
Yeah.
Raheem, Zach Robinson, obviously McVay. It goes both ways. I'm not suggesting
it does.
Not suggesting one or the other. Right. I'm just saying there's familiarity. And what does that matter in tonight's game? That's all. We good? Got a chance?
The Falcons, and I know they don't finish games, they got to get it to the fourth quarter.
They got to get out.
You got to get it to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they got to get out quick.
You got to get it to the fourth quarter.
Because you fall behind.
You got to, yes.
14-3?
Yep.
You
got to get to a fourth quarter game.
All right. We'll see if they take the kickoff or if they defer to. It always bothers me with this team. Anyways, all right. When we come back, midday show AMA, 404-726-0929. Any topic, any question, if you want to chat about the Falcons, you want to ask me a question about the cruise or Randy's Christmas, anything is right there for you. The Midday AMA coming up next. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 404-726-0929. Your call's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7, Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the Midday AMA. Any question, any topic. Couple phone lines still open, 404-726-0929. If you want to jump in, ask Randy or me or Bo a question here, or all three of us, you can do so right now, 404-726-0929. We'll start with the guys who have called in, and we go to line one. Keaton is in Douglasville. What's going on, Keaton?
Hey. Oh. Listen, I called a while back and said something about I got a question for y'all. I called and talked about the Boys to Men podcast. So one of the interviews that Sean Stottman did was with Babyface, found out that actually Babyface's song Every Time I Close My Eyes was meant for Luther Vandross. So I was wondering if there was one song in history that you would think would sound better sang by somebody else. That's all I got. Appreciate it.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you right now, those two songs, can't nobody sing them better than them. No. Nobody. Like, Babyface, with that, Every Time I Close My Eyes, I think the Lord that there's nobody that can sing it better than him. You know what, Abe? I don't really like remixes too much, so it's hard for me to say somebody sang a song better than anybody. But I think the biggest thing, like listening to Christmas music over the holidays, my great friend John Chuck Reese always talk about, you know, there's certain Christmas songs that nobody should ever sing. Silent Night should never be sang by anybody other than the Temptations and certain songs like that. I tell you what, I had the shuffle on Christmas morning, and I listened, and a John Legend Christmas song came on. So I listened to John Legend is John Legend. And the song, it weren't as good as the classics that we all listened to. But I think when you look at Luther Vandross and Babyface, Like, I don't think anybody sings a song better than them. Why are you typing so damn hard? I never seen anybody more angry at damn and more angry at damn keyboard keys.
I was trying to look something up, but I couldn't find it. I come across these stories a lot, and I'm very interested in how songs are written sometimes. And
oh man,
well, just hear me out. Just hear me out. Come on.
Oh man,
I find it fascinating the songs that were written for someone and passed on.
I mean, you hear it all the time.
And
then,
yeah,
you hear the time.
And so like I'd probably think of one of those, like someone.
I tell you, the greatest
turned
line,
down
like,
version
is like Neo talking about his songs that was passed down. Like, oh, you don't want it? All right, I'll take it. And then you make it.
Well, yeah. So I back when we worked with Tanitra, I found this out, and I got, maybe she had already.
What up, my girl?
I was talking with her one morning because I love the song "Unfaithful" by Rihanna.
Right.
And that's written by Neo.
Damn it. You know what?
Hey, man.
It's more and more.
It's on
more,
the running hey, mix.
Hey,
it's hey, on the mix.
Hey, you know what my mama, you know, my mama, we got mama a new stove and a new refrigerator for Christmas.
Okay.
But you know what also my mama wanted? She wanted puzzles. And she wanted puzzles. She said, Ray, I want call. We bought her these new 3D like vase puzzles
oh,
and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we got mama and everything. But I think about Abe and there's a puzzle. And it keeps fitting. It keeps fitting. It keeps fitting. It keeps fitting. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
We got James in Gainesville line too. What's up, James?
Who's next?
Hey, y'all. Hope y'all are doing good. I have just a few quick questions. First off, what do you think of Arthur Blank hiring a consulting firm to help manage the Falcons? And then secondly, you know, Tyler Allgeier, somebody that could go in free agency. And do you think he should be more of a priority about Kyle Pitts? Because I look at Kyle Pitts as somebody who hadn't played good over the course of his time in Atlanta, and I look at him as he's kept aside the playoffs, and now he's they want more money. We ought to let him go. And then the third thing I wanted to ask you is, given Penix's injury history and the fact that he's having trouble playing under center, do you think he's too big of a liability not to get a significant backup in case he gets injured again? Because we get the third game of the season, he gets tackled, and he goes to the grass holding his knee or something, then we're out of quarterback again, right back in the same thing we were this time. And I'm wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Appreciate the call, James.
If Tyler Allgeier is an Atlanta Falcon next year, his agent needs to be fired.
His agent, I would love him to
his
be
his agent needs to be fired if he is a Falcon next
he's
year.
He's too good. Just again, we're back to business. He's too good to still be here
he's
as a backup.
He's too good to be here as a backup. Period. There's nothing else. If Tyler Allgeier is an Atlanta Falcon next year, his agent needs to be fired.
And
okay?
As much as I would love to see him be
unless they go and pay him the highest salary for a backup
right.
running back, his agent needs to be fired if he is not a featured running back on somebody else's team.
What
sorry.
What Kirk said is right. He's a one something.
Yes. Yes.
And
I'm going to pause that for one second.
I believe.
Because he's not Michael Turner. He's not as good as Mike was. He's not as explosive as Mike. Michael Turner was different. He's a different player. So everybody wants to put the whole, well, Tyler just think about Michael Turner because he didn't have all those carries. Michael Turner is a game-breaking freaking player. Tyler just is a good running
Michael
back.
Michael Turner turned into a one and became one of the five best in the league at the time.
Again,
I'm not
you're not
that.
Listening to me. Michael Turner was in a different situation
right.
than Tyler just because Michael Turner is head and shoulders a better running back
yes.
than Tyler Allgeier.
Yes.
It's the difference. Do I think Tyler Allgeier should be a starting running back and is a starting running back? Yes.
That,
but
yes.
he ain't Michael Turner.
Correct.
He ain't Michael Turner.
And I agree. But
we all knew Michael Turner
yeah.
was going to be Michael Turner.
I think you give him the chance.
And, yes. We all knew Michael Turner was going
to
be Michael Turner.
It'd be great to give him more carries, but that means you're taking him away from
exactly.
Rashad. And it's just a tough
exactly.
argument to make.
Exactly.
You don't hire a firm to run the team. You hire an individual. Maybe a firm helps you find the
exactly.
individual. But that kind of goes backwards on that one. So there you go. Brad is in Villa Rica. What's going on, Brad?
Turn it off. I take my auto. I let down a little
All right,
bit.
Brad's listening that's, to something else. Let's move on. We got Nick in Gwinnett. We got Nick in Gwinnett, line four. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Howdy.
Hey, this question is for Randy. Randy, so really quick, what would the price have to be for you to come out of retirement and play tight end for the Falcons just for like three downs each quarter? Like what would the price have to be just to come in and just help out?
Well, I think the biggest thing with me is this, bro. I am not body physically to be able to play football.
No rundowns. You can run out there. No, yeah, we're not asking you to block.
Yeah, no, I don't. You know what? I love my life, and I love the fact that what I've done before. You know, I'm one of the few football guys that brag on all that other bullcrap. Right? I walked 30 minutes. I bought this new treadmill. That because we have a big treadmill in our house, the one at the gym. We have one at home. But I have my own personal one that I bought that I sit there and I walk 30 minutes a day, every single day, every morning, 4:45 to 5:15.
And then
yes. I don't want to play. I don't want to play football
anymore. Okay. That's a great answer, and I believe it.
Yeah.
But there's always a number.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's always – that was the question. What was the number?
Hey, I'm not a money hoe, all right?
12 plays.
You give me 12 plays. You give me $1 million a play.
That's a number I thought you were going to say, actually.
Yeah, you give me you know what? You give me $250 a play.
Wait.
And I'm talking about 100,000.
12 million times 17. Yeah, those numbers do not work.
Yeah, you give me 250. You give me 250. I drag my old ass back up on.
So now because, you're 4 million per
because
game?
The thing about me is, Abe.
There's always a number.
I'm a fighter. And I'm a damn wild ass man. And that's how I made it from Peach County to where I'm just being a wild ass, just foaming at the mouth, as my boy Tequila Spikes like to say, mangy ass dog. I mentally think I'm tougher than anybody today's age because I can play through pain. Oh my God, my hamstring hurt. You know what? There's a wrap for it. Wrap that thing up and we're going to go play. No, I don't miss 1 and 2, 3. I've had hamstring. All these injuries that I see players like missing 1 or 2 weeks with, I've had.
Yes. And played through. Quick math, 250,000 per play, 12 plays, that's 4 million, 17 games. Congrats on your $68 million annual salary.
Cool.
That's their fault, not yours.
Yeah.
Jamie's in Kennesaw. What's going on, Jamie?
Please, my old ass can't do that.
Hey, Randy, Abe, glad you only lost $100 for 7 days. That's pretty impressive,
not bad.
Yeah. We had to take a road trip out to Baton Rouge to watch my daughter graduate from LSU. But I'm a dog person, Randy, so please don't. She went where she went. And I was gaseous. And I was ripping them at left and right. Sometimes I would hike my leg up. Sometimes I would just let the air fumigate. Are y'all a leg hiker? And just let it rip, or do you just do it and just see how the crowd reacts?
All right. What?
I'm never a see how the crowd reacts guy.
To what?
Passing gas.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like, hold on. That's Tim. Who was that?
Jamie.
Really? Yeah. Like, you going to call me here and talk about my farting? All right, moving on. Who's next, Bo?
We have Jonathan.
Yeah, come on, man. Do better. I know it's an AMA, bro, but come on.
Los Angeles.
How's it going, fellas? Man, we got the Falcons on primetime Monday game. People's calling about far.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
We need our Falcons back, man. And I'm going to tell you, I got two questions, fellas. Great show, by the way. Let's say the Falcons win out. Does Raheem save his job? And if not, do we... I really want one of these coaches that's about to get fired. Well, rumor has it, like Jim Harbaugh or Tomlin or one of these experienced coaches I really wanted. And is there any chance in the world that we might trade for like a Joe Burrow or something like that? Other than that, great show, as always, fellas. Go Falcons, rise up. All the way from L.A.
I love you, brother. There's no way that Joe Burrow will be the Falcons quarterback because the Bengals are
– I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not saying no way.
That Joe Burrow will be the
best. Dude, I don't know what's going to happen there, but I'm not saying there's no way.
What's better? Why are the Falcons better situation for him than the Bengals?
We got a better line than they do.
That's not what I asked you.
That was my answer to the why you
asked. So him playing for the Falcons, he's going to be more successful than he was. Better? What about the Falcons organization says they're going to be better than the Bengals?
What? Well, I just can believe the Falcons organization would give up 5 first-round picks.
5 first-round picks for what?
Burrow. I'm assuming they have to trade for him.
You're going to have to trade for him.
Yeah. And they might do that. Mm-hmm. Why not?
I don't know. I'm asking you a question.
I think this.
I don't think. I hate to say that because nobody. And I was in the league when this happened. Nobody ever heard the thing that Carson Palmer did. Carson, I'm retired. I don't want to play no more.
Right.
Because I don't want to be here, so he just traded me. Now the thing with
played
Joe Burrow,
a decade somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. But I love the fact that you know that when you look at where Joe Burrow is, Joe Burrow. You don't trade guys away. I think Joe Burrow is better at his job than Carson Palmer was at this time in their career.
Yes.
I do. Even though Carson was healthy for the most part outside of that dirty hit that he got in the playoff game against Pittsburgh. And it wasn't a dirty hit from his back where the guy tried to hit his knee. That just was a part of the game then.
I think Joe Burrow's emotional. I think that's okay.
I do too.
And I think he showed it at times this year. I don't think he's asking out. I don't think he's rushing to a decision. I think frustrations of the season at times got the better of him in public view. If that's his biggest fault, because as a quarterback, he doesn't have that many. If that's his biggest fault,
No, Joe Burrow is Burrow's a stud. He's at a point where, you know, he is so elevated to that level where people blame him. As rightfully so, and when you're in that level of where he is, you take on the responsibility of, like, if it fails, it's all on me. He's at that level.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
I don't even.
I think a lot of people made a lot out of frustration, and I don't think he's going to worry. All right, Andrew in Morningside, you got to make it quick. We have 45 seconds. The clock has started.
These guys give me the end of it, and then I have to make it quick.
Come on, Andrew.
You're wasting your own time here.
We don't want to hear no goddamn sob song, Andrew. Come on.
I got it. I was really just apologizing to Bo because I said something. I said something last week. That's fine. I don't even really have a question. I was just trying to apologize to Bo, but. Considering the fact that I'm on, and this isn't going to be very elegant, eloquent, I just cleaned my AirPods as well as several pairs of my shoes. What's something that you're really specific on cleaning, like keeping clean all the time? That's it. That's the question.
Bye, Andrew. And I love Andrew. And you can hear it in his voice. He's still traumatized and love struck and told some woman that he just met children that ain't no Santa Claus. So, Andrew, we love you, brother, man. And we're going to continue to pray for you, keep you held up in prayer, man. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
All right.
Hey, where are Dukes and Bell at, Abe?
Keep it locked here. Falcons coverage, it's been going on all day, but continues directly after us. Dukes and Bell at Signia Hotel down there by the Hilton, right by the stadium. And then Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick with the Wade Ford tailgate show.
Okay, then make sure you okay, that sounds good. That's not really surprised my takeaway there. No Cruise Bay for Abe.
You know, shocker. there's no worse feeling in the world than driving to the hole only to find out your head is cracked.
Randy only has ownership of two things, his manhood and his wife.
Yes.
And he's definitely not nobody's man.
No.
Definitely not Kyle Pitts.
Hell no, that ain't my man, man.
All right, join us tomorrow. We'll recap what goes down tonight, Monday Night Football. Hopefully we talk about a three-game winning streak for the Falcons. We'll just have to find out tonight. The game is being broadcast right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell are next. Stick around here on the Midday Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.